available.
Page 8, KA3JCA. Sally was looking for you about 5:30 or 6 o'clock this morning.
Good morning to you, Richard, and good morning to Sally. My son and daughter-in-law stayed over last night, and my office / radio shack, or shack, ham shack, is also a spare bedroom, so it was being occupied, so there was no chance of me getting on the radio this morning.
Funny is that, I told Sally, I said, oh, he's probably up having a cup of tea or whatever, just couldn't get to the radio or whatever, so.
I did have a cup of tea, but I had to stay in the living room, and I don't even know what I did this morning. I actually slept in a little bit. We were up late. My wife was on a trip to visit her sister, and she took one of my daughters and my daughter-in-law and the grandbaby. They all went together. They got home late last night. My daughter's really sick. She lives up in Fletcher. She's been having some issues, and she went to the emergency room as soon as she got home. We think it's her gallbladder. Every symptom's pointing that way. But the doctors they keep focusing on other stuff. And the emergency room doctor said, it's definitely your gallbladder. You need to get these doctors to do something. So she's been struggling for a while, and she's really losing weight and just really struggling.
My set up one morning, and I was like feeling real sick and nauseous, and got cleaned up, went to church. And I got kind of sick at church, and I told Ashley, I said, look, I'm going to go sit out in the car. I'll let you finish up the service. When you get done, we'll come home. Well, she came out to check on me, and I said, you know, let's just go to the emergency room. So I drove myself to the emergency room there at Pelham, and I'll be darned if they didn't admit me and get me into surgery right away.
I think you went. I've been a couple times. You know, I've been a couple times when it was necessary, and I've been a couple times when I thought it was necessary and it turned out to be nothing, but I guess it's better to go than not to go, and you should have gone.
That's true, sir. So, but I'll let Sally know when she comes out on her break that I did get a chance to talk to you this morning.
Go ahead, Fred, W4FCM. Go ahead and make your call. It's 4ZLK.
Hey, guys, Karen Hazen. I haven't hit on yet, but he will be. Thank you. Katie, we're FDI and W4FCM. So I've got an appointment, so maybe I'll get him before I leave. W4FCM listening.
I'm not going to be on here long, so. But good to hear you this morning. And Richard, you sound sleepy. Did you take some medicine?
I have my oxygen mask on. So that's why it sounds that way.
All right, very good. Well, it's good to hear you this morning. I am just about at work. I thought I would just throw my call out there and see if anybody was listening. But I'm going to be there in a couple more turns. So I'm sure I'll talk to you later on. You and Sally and Ashley, I guess, if she's there. You all have a good day. And thanks for calling. A3JCA and 4ZLK.
All right, Chain 73, KA3JCA.
W4FCM. 4FDI, W4FCM. He will be on.